Hey guys, welcome to Off Track. For those who are tuning in for the first time, a big welcome to you. You might be asking, what is Off Track all about? What is Luca talking about? Well, there's a chance for me to talk one-to-one to you openly. There's no script. It's all improv. Sometimes it's also uncensored. And I talk about the previous episode, the insights that I learned, stuff about the guest, or just general things that are important, I guess. For the regular listeners, a big, big welcome back to you. Thank you so much for listening. Right, on today's episode, what am I going to talk to you about? Well, I'm going to talk to you about empathy. I'm going to talk to you about the latest episode of Luca's Inside Track with Mimi Nicklin. What a lady, ladies and gentlemen. What a lady. Great energy, super passionate, absolutely loves what she does, absolutely believes in what she does. And we talked about the world of empathy. For those who don't know, empathy is, the definition is somewhere along the lines of being able to listen and understand to someone without any kind of prejudgment or pre-bias. It's not about listening and feeling for that person. The importance with empathy is to understand more than it is to sort of to sympathize. So don't confuse empathy with sympathy, which is more about the feeling. So we talked about the world of empathy and ultimately how in the world today, there isn't enough empathy. And if there was, half of the world's problems could potentially be fixed because of the simple understanding of someone else or the simple understanding of a different context or a different point of view. Just think about it from your perspective. How many wars, how many issues would be avoided if we truly understood and didn't pass any prejudgment or bias about the other person, the other party, the other country? The world will definitely be a much safer and much nicer place. So we talked about empathy in that perspective. And its importance in tackling mental health issues as well as anything else, to be honest with you. The key really to empathy, which I'll kind of circle back at the end, is around curiosity. And that is basically the backbone of being empathetic, is that you need to be curious. And I was certainly curious when I was talking to Mimi, and I asked her a bunch of questions. I was really looking forward to the session with her because I get a chance to talk about things that are important to me and get her perspective. And one of the questions that I asked her was around, you know, how people gloss over or ask a question, but they're not prepared to listen to the response. So I don't know if you've ever heard that or seen that when, you know, you meet someone for the first time, especially if you're in the Lebanese community, you would say something like, hi, kifik sabah, hi, how are you? All good. And you don't tend to listen to what the response of the other person is. And we tend to sort of gloss over it and breeze through it. And the person who's answering knows that they don't have the time to answer because of the question, how it's asked and the frequency of it. So they just kind of just say, yeah, all good. And then they ask the same thing. Are you good? Yeah, we're good. And they kind of just carry on. And, you know, that there is a certain danger, in my opinion, of not really wanting to listen and understand the other person's perspective. So when I asked her the question, how many of us, you know, do not actually want to know the real answer? She kind of half laughed because she fully understood that a lot of people, when they ask that question, how are you? They don't really care about the real answer. They don't want to know the real answer. And there's very rarely a sort of a second question or a follow up to the first question, you know. And again, if you want to have empathy, then you've got to listen, and then you've got to understand. You can never have empathy if you just breeze over that answer. And then the person who's answering the question definitely cannot feel that they can answer in a safe environment. They know they're going to have to answer very, very quickly. So all of a sudden, their responses are always going to be relatively positive at the surface level, you know, which kind of got us into a conversation around, you know, around loneliness. And it's like I asked the question, what's worse, sort of belonging to a nothing or nothing to belong to? And, you know, she basically said that the worst of those two is nothing to belong to, and that loneliness is absolutely one of the worst things that anyone can experience. You know, if not belonging to a certain group, not belonging to a family or no workplace. And then she went on to say that there's someone like 330 million people in the world who are suffering with loneliness, and it is a mental health issue. So when you ask the question, how are you? And you're not giving that person a chance to answer, then all you're doing is basically increasing the chances of them feeling lonely, that no one's actually going to listen and no one really cares about what's going on in my life. So, you know, and she also mentioned something quite interesting. You can also tell based on the body language of someone when they're asking that question, hi, how are you? You know, it's in the eyes, it's in the smile. And she was basically saying there are stats that prove that if you smile more, you're much more likely to get the real answer out of someone than sort of just kind of doing it kind of off the cuff and you know, super quick without really any emotion. And also having kind eyes. I know there's a phrase about having kind eyes and who has kind eyes, who doesn't. But when you ask a question with a smile, naturally your eyes will tend to smile a little bit more as well. So the importance of asking a question, allowing that person to answer, taking a second to listen to what they have to say. And then if you're the person who's answering it, feeling that you can actually open up and talk without any kind of prejudgment. All of this sounds amazing on paper. The reality is it's very, very difficult to do on a daily basis, especially if you're working and you've got a million things you need to do, or you've got kids, you know, and you don't have a lot of time, and time becomes such an important commodity for a lot of us. But it is literally what empathy is all about. It's asking a question and it's being able to understand. And if you can understand, you know, you're able to sort of reduce the level of anxiety or loneliness that the person feels, but also you'll feel much more rounded as a person because you've got more information. You know, and the whole thing about loneliness and mental health issue is I think is one of the reasons that Mimi did this in the first place. And, you know, she, like I said, she's a remarkable lady. She's constantly touring around the world. She's doing events all the time. She's going on different podcasts. She's trying to spread the message of empathy everywhere. You know, a lot of podcasters don't like to have, you know, similar guests to other podcasters all the time. But I don't care when it comes to Mimi. If Mimi goes on absolutely everyone's podcast, I would be so happy because her message is so nice and it's so simple. So yeah, talking about mental health, I asked her a question about it. And I said to her, you know, is it easy? It's easy to find loneliness, but is it even easier to hide it? And you know, how true is that? And she basically said it is 100% true that a lot of people feel that they have to hide their loneliness, and more so in men, she went on to say. And she said that men typically find it really, really hard to say out loud or to admit to themselves that they're lonely, and half the time they're not even aware that they're lonely. And then you add in the sort of the culture, especially the Arab culture, right, of being a proud Arab man, it makes it even harder for them to sort of have that self-awareness or to feel that they're allowed to feel lonely at any given point. You know, many people, she says, don't know that they're lonely. You know, that kind of whole phrase where a lot of people say is nobody gets me. Apparently, a lot of men feel that. And there's a lot of times where I've felt that, you know, like that people can't relate to what I'm going through or understand. You know, when I was leaving the corporate world and I was starting out a few small businesses based on things that I liked, I really found it to be a very lonely time. I found that I wasn't able to connect with many people because no one had my journey. No one had my experiences. So that definitely made me feel lonely. I haven't really admitted that too often, too many times, but that is the case. And I think, you know, when someone asks you that question, and if someone like Mimi asks me a question and allows me, you know, she says, hi, how are you? And she allows me to actually answer in a safe zone and then doesn't respond quickly, but allows time and that another pause, you know, I would probably feel that I could open up to someone like her based on the way she's asking that question, those kind eyes and that positive smile. So it's so, so important from my own perspective to feel that you can ask and you can talk to people in a safe environment without feeling you're being prejudged or with any kind of bias. And that is what empathy is about. The problem is most of us have prejudgment. Most of us have pre-bias. It's very, very difficult for us to be truly empathetic. By the way, I don't even know. Is that a word, empathetic? I've said that a couple of times. Let's go with it. So it's very, very difficult for us to have that because we do pass judgment as people. We had a few other jokes on the episode about the importance of caveman time or being in a man cave. And I told her how important it is for a man to have caveman time or man cave time. By the way, which way is it round? Is it man cave or caveman? Anyway, I'm not too sure, but you get the point. And then she said, yeah, but why is that? I said, well, you know, you're working hard. You come home, typically, for those who are in corporate. You come home and you kind of have a bit of a, you just want to have a bit of a detachment. You want to have some time to have your sensories sort of not be overloaded and kind of rebuild themselves. So men typically want to have that. And then she said, what about women? I said, look, I'm sure, but I can't comment on what women need because I'm not a woman. I can only tell you what I need and what most men, most friends that I have, especially in their 40s, need when they've had a long day at work. So we had a little bit of a chuckle about that, but it got me thinking again about the whole loneliness aspect. And I think maybe that's also one of the reasons that men find it much more difficult to open up to other people, that they need to have a bit of solitude to sort of gather their thoughts and sort of talk to themselves, if you like, so they don't feel that lonely. I mean, that could be, I've literally just come up with that now, but maybe that's one of the insights why men typically need a bit of that caveman time, because they feel they can't necessarily open up to others, people that they care about, as easily potentially as women. And she said that women are basically, they don't have more empathy than men, but they're more practiced in having empathy. And I think that kind of supports my argument about men needing to have that caveman time to sort of recharge and also kind of talk to themselves and rebuild before they're ready to face the next sort of challenge. So it was a really, really nice conversation I had with Mimi. Empathy is so important in today's world. There isn't enough of it. People don't seem to care enough about stuff or about people. We do tend to gloss over when we ask questions on how they are. So I really do urge you, the next time someone, or if you're the person going to say hi, Kifik Sava, maybe drop the Sava at the end, which is like saying, yeah, you're all good. Just ask them how they are and then let them tell you if they're Sava or not Sava. I quite like that. Sava or not to Sava. So allow that. And if you're the person who's answering that question, actually tell them and see how they respond. If they give you the time, you know, then that's really important. So going back to sort of where I started which was about the importance of empathy. But in order to have empathy, you need to have curiosity. Curiosity is the backbone of empathy. In fact, one of the questions I asked her was, curiosity kills cats, but it sort of cures the human condition. And she absolutely agreed. Without curiosity, we can never have empathy. Wanting to know, wanting to understand, asking the right questions, probing, having follow-up questions, that is what makes the world become a better place. Not asking questions, making your own judgments, passing judgments, not wanting to gather more information, that's what makes the world a much worse place, a much lonelier place. So curiosity is absolutely the key here. And it's one of the reasons why I actually love doing the show, is because as a person, I'm naturally curious, always want to learn. The way in which I learn, I don't read books. I'm not that kind of person. Audio, yes, from time to time, 100%. But I'm more of a person who likes to talk to people and listen to people. And the show, Lucas Inside Track, allows me to get insights, get more information. So that's my preferred way of learning. I learned so much from Mimi. I'm so grateful to her for coming on. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she does next and how she continues to grow. So yeah, big thank you to her. Right, on the next episode of Lucas Inside Track, here is a sneak peek. The next episode is arguably my favorite episode to date. An absolutely brilliant conversation around the future of AI and what the world looks like, or what it will look like. And I can tell you, it's incredibly insightful. It's not as scary as you think, but there are definitely some eye-opening moments in the episode. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, keep asking those questions, keep being kind, allow people the opportunity and the space to talk. And if you're that person doing the talking, share some stuff, open up. You'll be surprised about how that other person would respond. So guys, thank you so much for listening, and speak to you all very, very soon.